Welcome back to the Midday Show, and it's a particular delight to welcome Olivier Conan, who probably I've known for quite a number of years, but didn't know I knew because I was a, I won't say a regular at Barbez in Park Slope, but I went with some frequency, just always a fun time. Out of that club also came the label Barbez Records. And Olivier, your band. This all grew out of having the club, or did you, let me just ask because I don't know all the details, but or did you already have a band like for many years? How did that all
I
time-wise
mean,
happen?
it's a combination of factors. I mean, I've been playing in bands in New York since the 90s. I opened
Okay.
Barbez in 2002, and Chicha Libre grew out of, a number of bands that I had together and my obsession with Peruvian cumbia. So that band started in 2007. So it was somewhat linked to Barbez, but linked to the
Right,
rest of my
right.
life also.
I guess I may be overemphasizing the club, but it is at this point quite the institution.
Yeah, we've been around for 24 years, so
Right.
anybody who lasts that long becomes an institution, I think.
Absolutely. And in the original location on 9th Street.
Yep.
Amazing. I mean, that's really quite impressive. So tell me again how you came to discover this particular type of Peruvian cumbia music.
Well, it's like I think I was prepared for the music my entire life. I grew up in Paris, which is not very close to South America in any way, but I grew up listening to a combination of punk and salsa and Latin music in general. So I was always aware of cumbia in general. I moved to
Okay.
New York. New York is like, one of the Latin capitals of the world, obviously. I mean, that's where salsa was born, and there was always some cumbia elements, and I was really into Colombian cumbia. And then I went to Peru. I was really into other kinds of Peruvian music. I went there in 2004, and I started listening to the 70s cumbia that they some of it was called chicha that they came up with. And I just fell in love with the music because it was a combination of all the kinds of music that I like. It's not pure anything. It's a hybrid of this cumbia, there's Cuban music in it, there's rock and roll in it, there's a lot of surf music influence, et cetera, Brazilian. And it's all, it's like these guys just tapped my record collection and started a new genre of music that I'm in love with. And it came from that.
It gets the body moving, doesn't it?
It does. But
Yeah.
every part of the body.
What's your contribution to the band
I mean, I
musically?
play quattro and I sing, and
Okay.
I had to kind of relearn the entire set with two fingers, which is,
Yeah.
yeah, I had a minor accident while on tour in Europe, but
Oh.
kind of an interesting process. The fingers will get better, and I found a way to make it work. We just rehearsed like that yesterday, so I will not cheat anybody.
I sort of buried the lead and I apologize. Chicha Libre will be performing at Opus 40 on Sunday at 7:30. You can go to opus40.org for details. And I think you can get your tickets there.
You can.
Yeah, it would make a lot of sense that you could. Have you played at Opus 40? Have you been to Opus 40?
I've been to Opus 40 a number of
Okay.
times. I brought in. I'm also in. One of my other hat is to bring in bands from South America to the U.S. And I brought Meridian Brothers to Opus 40 once that I've worked with for many years. Also brought a Swiss band, Orchestre Tout-Puissant Marcel Duchamp, which I'm a huge fan of. That was last year, I think. So I'm very familiar with Opus 40. I've taken my kids there. I just love the place. So
It
I'm
is a wonderful
excited.
spot. It's one of the many, but a particularly lovely spot. We're very lucky here in the Hudson Valley. Was this event coming up on Sunday programmed with Isabel?
It
Or,
was programmed with Isabelle.
okay. And so the local as
I know the
well.
local. I've played there with my other band.
Oh, you have. Okay. Well, I live, pretty close. I have to make my way over, to one of these shows. And but I would imagine that the local would be in a tr kind of like a an attractive place considering what you do at Barbez.
Absolutely. There is some crossover. I've known Isabel for a very long time, and
Oh, right.
I love what she's doing up there. And
Yeah.
local is a wonderful place. I've done a few Barbez presents at the local, actually, with her. So.
I apologize for switching gears so frequently in our conversation, but what is the lineup in Chicha Libre? How many members are there playing on Sunday? Do you have
We're
the
a
full
six,
band?
yeah, we're a 6-piece band. We don't, it's a pretty arranged band, so I don't like to do it with a different lineup. We have a timbales, congas, bass, electric guitar, quattro, and keyboards that is mostly played by guitar. And we come from all, we're mostly based in New York, but our percussion player is from the timbalera is from Mexico. We have a Puerto Rican bass player, Venezuelan conga player. I'm from France, so it's like a very that's pretty representative of the Brooklyn palette, I would say.
And Sunday Saugerties palette too as well. You will have a beautiful evening from what I can tell. So people can go and sit outside and enjoy an evening of Peruvian cumbia music under the stars. Sounds very special. It could be a very special evening.
I think it is going to be a special evening. I also wanted people to understand that even though our music is based on Peruvian cumbia, it's a very freestyle reinterpretation of the music, hence the name Chicha Libre.
Which
Play
translates to
freestyle chicha. Chicha is both a drink that is
right.
the symbol of indigenous culture in Colombia, Peru. And it also is the name of the kind of Peruvian cumbia that became popular in the It became popular in the late 70s as chicha, but it kind of describes a particularly very guitar-driven kind of cumbia.
Well, so I urge people to go to opus40.org, get those tickets, and arrange for what will, I'm sure, be a very memorable and enjoyable evening at Opus 40. Olivia, thank you for all you do over there at Barbez, and it's so good to finally meet you, even though maybe not in person yet, but
It's almost in person.
it's, yeah, for all intents and
But I
purposes.
hope to meet you in Saugerties at some point or in,
Yes.
at Gale where you're based in New Paltz or.
I'm actually, no, I'm the station is in Red Hook, New York, which is
Oh,
right
it's
by
in Red Hook.
Bard, right? Just minutes from where your son is going to school. And I live just a little north. Actually, I live in the next town north of Catskill, New York. So I know you already know where that is. So I'm in the town of Athens.
I know Athens.
Yeah. It's a nice spot. I'm very happy there.
It's
I mean, it
great.
was a big change
From Brooklyn?
from Brooklyn, but there's nowhere like Brooklyn. So Well, thank you very much. I know we barely scratch the surface. We'll have to have you back. That's what we'll have to do.
Sounds like a plan, and anybody wants to talk to me more, just come to Opus 40 and we'll
There
have
you
more
go.
conversations. Hope you understand we're not a world music band, because there's a certain tag attached to and it's attached to the idea of being of doing world music. We're a band. We all come from a mixture of a Latin and and rock and punk
Sure.
and it's important that we don't be categorized as world
I
music.
see. Well, it won't come up in my description, that's for
Good.
sure. Yeah.
I didn't think it would, but just
Well, you never know. I mean, it's very easy to slap a label like that on a band that does something that's not from the States, let's say,
right. Although I'm a proud American there.
Thank you very much, Olivier. Conan is the one of the members of Chicha Libre and the owner operator of Barbez in Brooklyn. And thank you for coming on the Midday Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure. And now here's one of Chicha Libre's songs, Primavera en la Selva. I'll give you a little taste of what you can expect on Sunday night. This is 98.1 KZE.